James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Cool and the Gang bring us back on this day after primary day in Wyoming and Alaska. A day that saw Liz Cheney defeated by not an insignificant number. In Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski is still in the running, but so is her opponent, her Republican opponent, Trump-endorsed Republican opponent, who took second place. And with their new system of voting, that's going to be up for grabs. And the difference between them, I think, is just 2 or 3 percentage points. Also, Sarah Palin advanced. And so it'll be interesting to see whether Sarah Palin can pull it off in the general election as well in Alaska. Meanwhile, let us turn our attention to what's going on at the borders. And folks, we have been so busy over the last few weeks with the the events down at Mar-a-Lago, with the events in these upcoming primaries, that there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to what's happening at the border. Fox News is reporting today that migrant encounters at the southern border now exceed 2 million. 2 million people so far in fiscal year 22 as the Biden-era crisis continues. Todd Benzman, our good friend from the Center for Immigration Studies, is with us. He had an article last week that Biden is accelerating the illegal border invasion. Todd, welcome. How are you?
Doing quite well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Todd, you wrote an article that is stunning. You say that Panama has dramatically shortened the notorious Darien Gap route from South America for the first time. Now, a lot of people don't know what this means, so I'm going to ask you to explain, what is this? What is the significance of it? You point out that there are now U.S.-bound immigrants trying to break through the southern border from more than 150 countries around the world, that nationals from Mexico or Central America are coming in at record levels. And with all of this, they are having an easier time. There is actually now what you've termed a superhighway, a true superhighway that has opened for migrants to come into the United States. Can you explain to your fellow citizens here in America what exactly is happening at our shared southern border?
Sure. Well, first, let me remind you what the Darien Gap is. That is the infamous jungle passageway, 60 to 70 miles to cross from South America into Central America through the Panama, through the isthmus there. And in order to get through there and onto Mexico, if you're from anywhere else in the world, including South America, you have to pass through that jungle route. It was a terrible route, very death-defying and claiming lots of lives, of about a 10-day trip on foot through mountains and over rivers that were flooding and lots of bandits and armed groups killing people all through there. Well, the Mayorkas, DHS and Antony Blinken's State Department saw that and decided that they wanted to have work with the Panamanians and the Colombians on making that easier for people. And so after a lot of shuttle diplomacy between the two countries, we suddenly saw the emergence of a 2-day trip. People are no longer going on that 10-day trip. The vast majority are being able to get through very quickly and easily, much easier and in greater numbers, thanks to what looks like a diplomatic agreement. They signed a bilateral agreement about a month ago, which solidified that new route, which has not been reported in the U.S. media yet. The other thing that happened.
So wait a minute. Let me just summarize this for people. And one of the routes that kept many illegal immigrants from crossing into the United States, it was a 10-day route. It was treacherous. It was dangerous. Our State Department and our immigration leaders over at Homeland Security that are supposed to protect the homeland of the United States of America conducted diplomacy with Panama and with others and came to an agreement that allows illegal immigrants a much easier, trouble-free passage, greater numbers into the United States. Do I have that right?
You have that exactly right. As unbelievable as that is, if you read the bilateral agreement, it's only about a page and a half online. I've got it linked in the article. It talks about the administration's policy goal here, which is to create safe, orderly, and humane migration flows, not to stop it or retard it or shut it down or slow it or anything else, but to make it safe, orderly, and humane. And that is this administration's policy objective with all irregular immigration coming in from all over the world. They say it all the time. You can hear the president say it in his speeches. You hear all of the senior administration people talk about safe, orderly migration, not about shutting it down. At about the same time, there was a lot of shuttle diplomacy between the administration and Mexico, Mexico City. You and I have talked about this many times. I've been down to southern Mexico and seen it and talked to you and your audience all about this, that prior to this, the Mexican National Guard was deployed on the south, Mexico's southern border to block people up down there and make them kind of wait until they're 30, 40, 50,000. It was difficult. And then they would let them all go anyway in what I would call ant operations. That's over. Now, after this diplomacy, the Mexican government makes no pretense of holding anyone back. They are now issuing 7-day transit visas and 30-day multifamily visas that require people to self-expel. And they don't care where you're self-expelling, so they're self-expelling to the United States. They have to be out of the country. So between Panama, what they did in Panama and what they did in southern Mexico is what I'm calling a superhighway, because now there are no impediments, there's no blockages, it's all super fast, easy. Granted, it may be safer, that's a good thing, but ultimately it's going to attract a lot more people. And why does that matter? Because for the first time ever, we are seeing the greatest numbers of people from all over the world come through. 40% plus of everybody that reaches our southern border is now from 150 different countries, not including Mexico or Central America. And I want to read you this statistic that is in that grouping, which is that this is where I'm reading it right off CBP's website. They have an entry for this now that so far to date, 66 people from who are on the FBI's terrorism watch list have crossed that southern border and have been apprehended. 66 so far this year, fiscal year. And to give you a comparison, in 2021, it was 15, 66 now. And the year before that, in 2020, it was 3. So the number of people who are on the FBI's terrorism watch list is just going through the roof in its comparative numbers. Not good.
Not good. Also, the amount of fentanyl crossing through the southern borders. That's for an entirely different discussion, because it is just out of control.
Novel.
Right. It's out of control. So the Biden administration has pretty much given up on trying to control any illegal immigration into the country. Instead, what we have is truly an open border situation Bring whoever you want. Come from whatever country you want. Come on in. We're not vetting you. And in fact, some of the people that ended up in New York City from Texas, in fact, had COVID. And no one cares. We don't care. You have COVID. We don't care what you have. Just come on in and flood America.
Exempt. Now, I will say that, you know, Title 42 is still in force. There are people. It's not a completely open border yet, because about 40% of everybody who reaches the border does get turned back around and put in Mexico. But that 40% is the lowest number since Title 42 has been in place. Some months ago, it was at 60 and 70%, and now it's at 40%. The number keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And the administration wants to eliminate Title 42 entirely as soon as they can, in which case then you will see a really remarkable spike in these apprehension numbers. We are, like Fox News reported, in the historic territory. We have never had this many apprehensions at the border in the history of the United States. The year is not even over, and we have broken the record. There's still another 2 months to count of the fiscal year, so we're going to be looking at probably 2.1 million apprehensions for the fiscal year. That compares to 1.7 million last fiscal year, 2021, which in itself was the world record, you know, for the United States. It'll be a second year of just, you know, the biggest records we've ever had in this country. This is by far the greatest mass migration crisis in U.S. history. We've never seen anything like this.
Todd Bensman, thank you so much. We're going to be continuing to check this out with you. Center for Immigration Studies is where people can find you. And Todd Bensman, your website is?
ToddBensman.com. You can read all my material there. And I'm with CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies.org. You can look up my writings there as well.
Thank you so much, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snurley's. Bo Snurley's Rush Hour coming right back after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.